It's a lake with an elevation over 200 feet below sea level. It's also a body of water with no outlet and the largest lake in the state of California. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by Exmark Mowers. Take back your weekend. Go to exmark.com and the Bureau of Land Management, currently seeking bids for the care of wild horses. Learn more at blm.gov.
Landscape pros trust Exmark more than any other brand. For more than 30 years, Exmark mowers have been built to work all day, every day. For a perfect cut, every time, in no time. So use what the pros use and take back your weekends. What's your favorite way to enjoy a weekend? Submit your video at exmark.com/weekends for a chance to win a new Exmark mower, as well as other cool gear, trips, and more.
The Bureau of Land Management is seeking bids for new off-range pastures for care of wild horses. Each facility must be able to provide humane care for a one-year period with a renewal option. The BLM manages and protects wild horses and burros while working to ensure that population levels are in balance. This solicitation is open until April 18, 2015. For general questions about the BLM's Wild Horse and Burro Program and to see if you qualify, please visit blm.gov.
The Salton Sink has historically been both a body of water and a dry lake bed. In 1905, water overran a dam on the Colorado River and filled the sink. Freda Stevens shares the story of the Salton Sea, the largest lake in California.
What people don't understand is that this has been a sea many, many, many times in the past. And it wasn't just an accident created by humans that created this body of water. We shouldn't just let it dry up because of human concerns.
There's no outlet for this sea that sits 200 feet below sea level. The unique ecosystem is rich with wildlife, though.
The tilapia have managed to adapt to these very salty conditions, and this sea is hyper-productive. There are millions of tilapia out there, which makes it perfect habitat. It's warm, there's lots of food, so the pelicans from Canada, from Alaska, from the Aleutian Islands, even from Russia, come here to the sea for the winter.
The sea is a major stopping point on the Pacific Flyway. It was also once a major resort area.
It was a wild Hollywood resort. There were speedboat races, and if you look at old pictures, the beaches were just covered with vehicles and speedboats. We still have recreation, but the recreation has changed.
Fishing is still a favorite pastime, but the sea is very salty, and people have to be sure to wash their boats after use to wash off the salt. It is a unique mix of water, agriculture, wildlife, and recreation that makes this an interesting place to visit. Traveling the countryside at the Salton Sea, California, I'm Andrew McCray.